from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio, Sal Capaccio, Sal Capaccio, Sal Capaccio
on WGR.
Sal Capaccio joining us, of course. Don't forget about Sal's All Access Facebook Live, Monday through Saturday. And this past July 28th, you guys did your Facebook Live.
It's every day. Every day there's practice, whenever it is. We got it going on. Been every one of us ran from room 220 in Dorsey Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good. Somebody asked me on the Facebook Live in the comments,
yeah,
do you ever leave your room? I said yes, but not to do this. Like, I just have I have everything right here I need.
Yeah. So Sal's All Access Live on WGR brought to you by, driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. How come nobody put a sign over it calling it Brady Hall now? Come on.
Oh,
come on,
man, you're great.
Wouldn't that be, shouldn't it,
no,
be,
no, no,
shouldn't it
be
Brady
it's,
Hall?
It's too obvious, isn't it? As like,
come on.
Would it be perceived as a shot at the former coordinator? We can't have your name
shot
on the door.
He got fired, and there's a new guy, and somebody from the team should put a,
so we have to rename the Hall, whoever the offensive coordinator is?
Yes, new tradition.
Even though it was Dorsey Hall well before Dorsey was here.
Right.
I understand.
Listen.
But the first thing you, when you said that, the word Brady is tough, though.
It's true.
That's what I keep going. That's what I go to.
Okay, yeah. Fair.
Right? Like, okay, they have, here we go to dinner sometimes at the Pittsburgh Pub. It's right around the corner, right? We all like, it's a really great place. They take care of us. Yeah. Really nice. They have a great sandwich there called the Brady.
Yeah.
And every time I tell people, despite the name, it's great. And they're like, it's called the Brady, though. I'm a Bills fan, someone says. And I say, I think it's named after a person, like their kid or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, but it's great. And I always feel weird kind of promoting it to that person who I might be with or came by or whatever.
It's goat meat, this sandwich, actually. Yeah. All right. So,
it's got some air in it, but it's okay. Yeah. It's all good.
So, padded practice yesterday, which was, I thought, great to watch. Like, as soon as, you know, the players can talk about how it feels more real when the pads are on, as an observer, it's definitely different to watch with the pads on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're going hard. They're going fast. You know, yes, it's a team, right? Everybody knows it's a team, and you have to kind of, you know, respect and play together and all that. When those pads come on, these are grown men fighting for jobs, fighting, as Sean McDermott said, to put dinner on the table for their family. That's their livelihood. That's it. They don't – like, if I got to beat you one-on-one, I'm going to do whatever I can to beat you one-on-one. And that's what you saw yesterday in one-on-ones and in 7-on-7 and 11-on-11 and guys getting after it. And then it gets physical. It gets heated. There's always a skirmish. I lost the – well, it wasn't a real bet. I said to you guys my money would be on a DB versus a wide receiver.
Yeah.
That was the second skirmish.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The first one was – Bronson Dean. Did you guys know the Bills had a guy named Bronson Dean as a defensive tackle?
Yeah.
Bronson Dean and Alec Anderson, who Alec Anderson is a tough dude, and he's never going to back down from anybody. And he got into it with Bronson Dean, and then he was kind of standing off the side looking, and then Kingsley Jonathan, our Syracuse guy, came in and drilled Alec Anderson, and then a couple other guys spilled over, and then bam, it separated, right? I mean, that's what you do. That's what happens.
And that wide receiver fight was Hollins and Kyer Elam. We were right there.
They tossed the ball at him, and I have no idea
why. I said to Joe,
I was watching that.
What happened?
Elam was just grabbing him the whole way. Right?
And then
Hollins made the catch, and they went to the sideline, and he threw it right at Elam's face.
The reason I laugh is the flicking of the ball is always the thing.
I said to Joe, right? I think of all the things you could do to fight a teammate, throwing the ball at them is the most acceptable. Because
right.
no one's going to get really hurt.
That's exactly
you can
right.
say you're mad. Everyone lets it go. You mentioned McDermott and, you know, guys fighting for dinner for their family. There was a drill they did yesterday, like a bubble screen kind of drill. And it was fun to watch in part because McDermott went right over there.
No, he kept walking back and forth.
Right, because there's one side of the field, the other side of the field, whatever. They're doing a drill. It's a blocking drill. I don't know if it's a bubble screen. A blocking drill for receivers. Receivers blocking DBs. And he is right there before a rep. Not yelling at the players, but letting them know how important it is. And then he put both hands on his knees and, like, watch hard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and they would wait to do the rep, too, until he would walk over.
Yeah.
Like, he would walk back and forth. And if he was over, if he was yelling something on one rep, they would pause a second until he came back.
The coaches knew that he wanted to see it.
Yes. Yeah. Because he had the whistle.
And the players knew. And I just got that feeling, like, if you're a player, you're a receiver, you're a DB, like, the big guy's watching this one.
Yeah.
It, like 5 feet away, he's invested
and
here.
And Sal, my question stemming from that, if this offense is going to be running more yak plays, short passing game, things that are closer to the line of scrimmage, I mean, is it fair to say that blocking for a receiver might be more important on this type of offense than any other?
Oh, 100%. 100%. I did not actually see that drill. I must have been in the other field. I watched a lot of the defense yesterday. It's probably what they call a stalk blocking drill. Like you play away, right?
Yeah.
It's a stalk blocking drill. You're stalking him, and then you got to latch onto him to not let him get behind you, right? And that's exactly what would happen on a short pass, on some sort of screen, some sort of swing pass. It's exactly right. And what we know about Curtis Samuel, his skill set, and how the Bills might be using him, and James Cook out of the backfield, Dalton Kincaid. We've seen a lot of these shorter passes. We've seen a lot of this yak come into play. That's exactly the way it needs to be. What's funny and interesting to me is every drill is filmed anyway, right? There's a camera on every drill. So they can go back and watch it. But for Sean to still need to be there live, right? But that's also because he wants to coach it and tell somebody or give them pointers or yell at them and, hey, you got to be better. Or, hey, that was great. I'm sure that's a big part of it.
You said you were watching the defense. What did you see from the other field while we were over?
Well, I was watching the rotation at safety because of the injury to Mike Edwards. And, you know, DeMar Hamlin was back out there yesterday, Cole Bishop. This is going to be a competition between the two until Mike Edwards comes back. And then we're going to see and sort it out where they go from there, right? So I think it's going to be really interesting. I keep being impressed by Dwayne Smoot as well. Dwayne Smoot, who's a defensive end, but plays defensive tackle. Excuse me, they move him inside and outside. I think this is a guy that's going to kind of factor in a little bit. And, you know, watching some of those D lineman drills. Greg Rousseau, he's just a really good run defender. He's so long, it's tough to block him. Talk about stalk block, right? You can't do that against him. He's so long, he locks you out. Man, if you could just get, if he could be close to a double-digit pass rusher, I'd say he'd be one of the more complete defensive ends in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how good of a run defender he is.
Yeah. While we're on the line, I feel like, have we talked about Dwayne Carter, like the least of their rookies? And
probably.
Maybe that's his position.
Yeah.
But I feel like just kind of hearing you and some of the other beat guys just kind of like in passing, I don't know, I feel like he's getting good reviews so far.
Yeah, I think he's done well. He's He's not been in a situation where I say, oh, he got run over. Actually, yesterday I did see him. He kind of got double-teamed. It was tough for him to fight through, so he wound up on the ground on the play. I was kind of focused on him there, but he was fighting his way through it. He was trying to do whatever he could. I like that. I think, Joe, that Dwayne Carter to me has always been, anybody says, like, what's the safest rookie? I think Dwayne Carter. Guy's a three-year captain at Duke. He plays a position that he's going to play on this team. He's going to rotate. He has great bloodlines. His dad played in the NFL. So I just think this guy's going to come in and his floor is probably higher than any rookie that they drafted. I don't know where his ceiling is, but I think his floor is higher, at least initially, his rookie year.
Let's go through some of the other rookies. We mentioned Cole Bishop there, who he's going to get a lot more of an opportunity now with the injury to Mike Edwards. You know, Sal, I've seen plenty of the highlights of him, willing hitter, good size, big, like thumping safety, I'd imagine. There's plenty of that in his game.
For sure. I asked Cole Bishop, when he was drafted, he had his pre-draft, he had his post-draft press conference. I said, all right, big play late in the game. You can either have an interception to seal it or a really big hit and tackle to seal it. What do you think he chose?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hit.
Yeah. He said I'd take the hit and the tackle. He said there's nothing like having that big hit and tackle to kind of win the game, right? To help your team. And I think that's the mindset that he carries in. Now, he's a great athlete, though. Let's remember what Dalton Kincaid said about him. Dalton Kincaid said he covered me one-on-one all the time, and he got the better of me. And he actually said it initially, and then they had to go to Dalton. Yeah, he really did. I mean, that's how good of a one-on-one defender. But, guys, let's remember, the Bills play a lot of zone defense. There's a lot of stuff he's got to remember, a lot of stuff he's got to think about. So that's why I've said from the beginning, to me, it's a tall task for him to be the starter. Now, all bets are off because of injury, partly because – his game is more suited to have to kind of learn more of the nuances of zone than he is. He's not walking in right now and going, oh, this is what he does. He can do it, but he's got a learning curve there.
So if there's a learning curve there for him, and Damar Hamlin's the other safety right now, Cam Lewis too, I don't know, what would you say about their room as it's currently constructed if Mike Edwards is going to have a little bit of a struggle getting back healthy versus, I'm sure you've had people ask on Twitter about whether it's Micah Hyde or Justin Simmons. With one injury at safety, I think it was inevitable that someone was going to be asking about other options that are not in their building right now.
The first option that comes up is Micah Hyde. Everybody talks about Micah Hyde. So Matt Bovee and I did our Always Game Day last night at Barbilt. It was great. Thank you for all that came out. But we talked about this, and we are of a different mind of this. I said, I'm not even thinking about Micah Hyde. I don't think the team is thinking about Micah Hyde unless there's something really long-term with somebody. Like, if you know Mike Edwards is out long-term or something happened to somebody else, I think that's when you have to start saying, okay, should we give Micah Hyde a call? It's week to week. We haven't even had a preseason game yet. Mm-hmm. To me, that means he'll be back in the next couple weeks. He'll get up to speed. Now, I'm not thinking about missing an opener, but Matt said, oh, his mind was, he thinks that if there's any chance at all that Mike Edwards will be not available for the opener, he thinks they would pick up the phone and call Micah Hyde. That's an interesting one. I don't know. I just think it feels like one of the – you got to have two parties here, right? That yeah. Micah's also got to kind of want to do it for 17 games.
I was just going to say like
– in 18 weeks,
He might say, call me in a month.
Right. That's exactly the way I look at it. Yeah. So I do think it's interesting. I just don't think – now, could we sit here today and they sign a safety? Yes. I wouldn't doubt if they would do that. Now, what would be the roster move? I don't know. Just to add a number. But I don't feel like it's something at the top end of the depth chart they would do. Micah Hyde, Justin Simmons. To me, that's something you do later and break glass in case of emergency. There's no emergency right now. Right now, it's, hey, we got numbers, we got guys, but we got to make sure we can practice, play some preseason games. Where do we add right there? And you got guys with flexibility, right? Yeah. But some of the corners. Jamarcus Ingram, he can play safety a little bit. You know, Cam Lewis can play, as you mentioned, safety and corner. Like, they're not in a pinch right now where they got to go add somebody.
Right. One thing. Joe and I were watching the receiver and DB drills. You might have been over the other field at that point. And it was fun watching Shavers, who seems to keep getting more reps. Was yesterday an even higher amount of snaps for him?
Maybe. Also could be because Chase Claypool was not in, right? You have one less guy to take reps, and you're not really – some of those guys just aren't going to get as many anyway. I just think that he's really trending up. Chase Claypool's injury is going to be tough for him. He's got to come back. He's got to show. I would think they'd at least give him a little bit of runway to go in preseason games and see what he does.
Yeah.
But on Shavers, he looks the part. He's tall. He's catching the ball. He seems like he's in the right spot. Seems like Josh trusts him. And that's a lot of it. So, I love your tweet this morning. The wide receiver train. There was a guy standing there right in front of it on the tracks the whole time, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe that is. And it doesn't mean he's going to be an all-pro. But I think he fits right in with this group, what they're trying to do.
Also, in the wide receiver DB drills, we've talked about Jamarcus Ingram a bunch. He was pretty impressive in defending Keon Coleman.
Yeah.
Jammed him hard at the line, press coverage, and watching Samuel and then Coleman back-to-back in those drills, for me, there was a big difference in their ability in that specific drill. And less of a concern, more of a highlighting of the different skill sets. Like, if you're looking for Keon Coleman to shake a guy loose one-on-one, that's really not
his game.
It's not ever going to be his game. And later on...
But it was Curtis Samuel.
Curtis Samuel did. Yeah. Curtis Samuel shook his guy. It looked great.
Yeah.
Later on, we see 11-on-11. Keon Coleman comes across the formation, and it might as well have been the gauntlet drill at the combine, running full speed across the formation, makes a juggling catch on the sideline. So, you know, I think if Bills fans, I'm seeing on Twitter, there are fights about Keon Coleman already.
Oh, my gosh. And of course,
that's crazy. And I think it's just important to note they have different types of receivers. You know, who knows what he ultimately becomes. But early on, I don't know, Sal, like what role you envision for him. They'll find ways to use him. That's Joe Brady's job, is asking him to do what he can do well.
Yeah, for sure. Keon Coleman has been impressive. He's made a lot of splash plays, but the splash plays have all been kind of similar, right? Which is a little bit down the field, outstretched arms, has to come up with the ball. He's getting a little separation more than you think. His splash plays haven't come in these short area spaces that you're talking about, right? They can get him the ball, and I think he's good yards after catch, but he's got to get open to be able to do that. And that's not to say he's struggling to get open. It's just, are you going to ask him to do it?
Yeah.
You're right. Like, you can have stuff built into the playbook, but I think if you go out there on first and 10 and go, okay, this is the play. Keon Coleman's going to run 2 yards and stop and turn around. And we're going to get him the ball. I just think that's not really his game and what you want to do. Curtis Samuel, though, he's a football player. He does a lot with the ball in his hands. He does a lot. He can line up anywhere, do a lot of different things. Speaking of Curtis Samuel, do you guys know where he went to high school, where he grew up?
Florida?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I do.
It's a good guess. Usually,
I was playing the player right there.
That's right. He went to a high school, a very famous high school in Brooklyn, New York, called Erasmus Hall.
Okay.
I'm on the page. I noticed this when he was drafted. Do yourself a favor today and go look. Usually an NFL player, he's like the most notable alumni from Erasmus Hall.
Yeah.
This guy might be the 100th most notable alumni from Erasmus Hall.
What do we got? We got a lot of
you have
did presidents go there?
I think, let me see, yes, there might have been one here. Attorney General,
right.
Mayors, senators, congresspeople, yeah. Governors, lots of political people, musicians, Secret Service agents. I mean, just take a look at it. It's pretty wild. There are athletes. You know, he's not the only one, but pretty wild.
But before we run out of time, so Ty Johnson goes down yesterday, Sal.
Yeah.
One, do you have any gut feeling on whether that could be a long-term thing? And two, if it is good that he's going to be out for a little bit, do you feel like they're okay at running back, or should do you think they might add another body?
Number one, is he out? Hopefully we'll find out more today.
Okay.
The bad news was the way it looked when he went down and how upset he was. Punched the ground with his hand. He could tell, you know, he was upset. He gets up. He walked with trainers to the locker room. Very noticeable limp. After practice, outside the locker room near the pre-practice field, I saw him. He came out. He had a long black sleeve on his right leg. But the good news was he had no brace, wasn't walking with, like, crutches or anything like that. So that's good. But we'll see. We'll see where that goes. That didn't look good when it happened. I do not think they have to add a body right now. Let's remember, Frank Gore Jr. signed as an undrafted free agent. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you still have Ray Davis, James Cook, Ray Davis, Darrington Evans, Frank Gore Jr. You still have four guys that carry the ball. You still have Reggie Gilliam who can line up back there, right? So I don't think you have to. But if it's something that keeps you out through him out through preseason games, at least you have to think about, like, James Cook's not going to be playing a preseason much, right? But you have to at least think about what that looks like and how you want to divide up reps.
Ooh, Frank Gore Jr. on your preseason fantasy football team.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Hall of Fame game watch, Caleb Williams says he wants to play.
Probably not going to.
Hope he doesn't, right? Let's get him in.
Debut in Buffalo.
That's right, that's right. All right, Sal, thanks very much.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
Sal Capaccio here from St. John Fisher as we get ready for day six of Bills training camp. Day six. Jeremy and Joe, more of your calls. Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast, about an hour from now. Bobby Babich in the 9 o'clock hour as we cruise. Join us on the phones if you'd like, 803-0550 on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.